This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. You have now entered Overdrive. I am Leanne McAdoo taking the wheel. Owen Schroyer here riding shotgun. We have got a jam-packed show for you today. I mean, we want to kind of dig down into this, of course. What the heck is going on with these intelligence agencies? Talk about a coup. It seems like they're all kind of fighting with each other. Bringing up, of course, the fact these are the same intelligence agencies that told us there was weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. They're now telling us, of course, Russia hacked into our elections and we should just go ahead and start World War III without getting to the bottom of things or without demanding proof of these conspiracy theories that are going around. So we'll talk about that and, of course, the confusion. We want to talk about Obama, of course, blaming anything he possibly can, fake news, Putin, racism. Just not the fact that he was an awful president. We're not going to talk about that. We'll get into a little bit about self-driving cars, how Uber has its employees have been using some of its technology to stalk celebrities, politicians, and their exes, of course. But we were assured they weren't spying on any of us years ago. And then, of course, here's a good story. This one, I believe, comes out of Bloomberg. Scientists want to give the atmosphere an antacid to relieve climate change. And here the subheadline says, it won't solve the underlying problem, but geoengineering may have just gotten a bit safer. So we're going to get into that because right here, Bloomberg, not only did they just admit that geoengineering does exist and that it's happening, but that it might not be that safe. Owen. Fake news, man. Fake news.
Well, I love this story. I actually had this. We didn't coordinate all of our stories coming on, but I had that story in front of me, too. And I always love this when you talk about geoengineering and climate change. Okay, so I'm supposed to believe in anthropogenic climate change, right? I mean, it's human behavior that is affecting climate change. But I'm supposed to ignore the human behavior that is geoengineering when discussing climate change. It's the most hypocritical, backwards type of thinking I've ever heard of. But it'll be interesting to see how they respond to this, considering, yeah, you know, again, just another example of them putting it right in front of our face.
Well, and that it doesn't exist. And that's the thing that makes me so frustrated about it, is that you're seeing these trails being made in the sky. They're not your typical contrails that an airplane will make. But yet
they're fake news.
Totally gaslighting us. We see it with our own eyes. People have taken pictures and videos. They've collected the stuff that's fallen down from the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And yet still, it's fake news. It doesn't exist. Everyone just...
Yeah, there's the image right there. That's normal.
You're all going crazy. You're all No wonder the world is in such a state, because we're being massively lied to on a huge scale by the mainstream media, who have now tried to hijack this CIA talking point that everything they don't agree with is fake news. So we're going to get into that a little bit more, because, of course, Trump has ruffled some feathers with his EPA pick. But I want to end this segment before we go to break on this story that was kind of near and dear to my heart. And guys, if you can pull up my Twitter page, I actually pulled a piece from the Wonder Woman, the creator of Wonder Woman, and why he created Wonder Woman, because he wanted to give young girls a powerful role model who also embodied feminine qualities, because, you know, young girls weren't wanting to be feminine because they weren't tough. They needed someone that could match Superman. Well, now the UN has decided to end Wonder Woman's role as an honorary ambassador because she's attractive and she's white. And this made too many people upset. They had planned to use Wonder Woman in an honorary role in an empowerment campaign to fight for gender equality. It prompted criticism that the choice sent the wrong messages because Wonder Woman is too white, she's too attractive, her boobs are too big,
wait a second,
she's too physically fit, she's not a good
role
model.
She doesn't even exist! What? This is a fictional character.
It's too upsetting. Too many people are triggered. All right, well, stick around. Oh. We'll talk about that and so much more right after this.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores I love to eat. Yum!
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Government cover-up. Seems like that is what we are absolutely talking about so much right now, for sure, in this segment. Just this massive pushback to label everything as fake news with what the government disagrees with, the establishment media, the corporate media, whatever you want to call them. And now we've got the president coming out saying this as well. Paul Joseph Watson alluded to the fact that Angela Merkel, of course, a total failed leader there in Germany, the election is months away, and she's already ramping up this idea that Putin is going to involve himself in their election. Merkel's party says Putin would like to see her fall in 2017. Oh, that rascal Putin. He's just trying to take everybody down.
They're like, it's like they're building, unintentionally building Vladimir Putin up as like the greatest
great destroyer.
Yeah, like the biggest threat to the globalists, the biggest threat to the liberal establishment right now. And he's just sitting over here in Russia, just kind of like minding the nose of his own business, like trying to figure out, you know, how he can help Russia. And he's kind of looking around like, what? I fixed the U.S. election? What? I'm fixing the German election?
Oh, this is a bunch of bullcrap.
Who knew those memes going around where he was, like, topless on his horse stuff, or, like, wrestling a bear and everything? I mean, the memes really built him up.
It's about as real as Wonder Woman.
Exactly. That's a ridiculous story. So here's a story coming out of the Washington Examiner. The press is being encouraged to turn up the heat on Trump. So they're really trying to cheer on these reporters to say it's time to challenge President-elect Trump and his team, as if they haven't been doing that for the entire time since 2015, since he announced he was going to run, since he made it clear that the gloves were off and he wasn't going to hold back. He wasn't going to play their nice little games. And he calls the press out for how they are and they're biased. And so then they've been attacking him the entire time. Anything he does, any of his staff picks for his top positions, everything. So now all of a sudden the press is saying, we should do our job. We should go ahead and check the people who are in power, because, of course, these WikiLeaks that we're not supposed to look at, because it's not about the contents of the WikiLeaks. It's the fact that the Russians allegedly leaked them. But the contents of the WikiLeaks, of course, revealed that the entire media was in collusion there with Hillary Clinton's campaign, with the Democrats. They were giving her debate questions. They were all admittedly hacks for her to get her in. So they were not doing their job this entire time, but now all of a sudden that it's Donald Trump, they're saying we need to start checking power once again, which is the job of the press.
Well, how do you turn up the heat on Donald Trump?
Any hotter.
I mean, last I remember, during the entire election cycle, the media was attacking Trump relentlessly, day in and day out. And how much of those attacks actually stuck? None of them. None of them stuck. So I guess that's what they're alluding to, is we need to figure out what can actually stick to Donald. But here we go again now. David Brock has said that he wants to create some sort of a left-wing Breitbart operation, I guess, because Correct the Record and Media Matters has completely flopped and failed. But David Brock said the press are animals, and says that Dems need to be tougher with the media. What exactly is he talking about? David Brock, founder of Media Matters and groups like Correct the Record, also can, you know what, just go ahead and look at his campaign financing and see if there's a little sketchy activity there. He spoke with Politico's Glenn Thrush on his off-message podcast to reflect on the 2016 election. And Brock was upset at the way the media covered Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump. He's complaining, saying that the media coverage of Hillary Clinton's scandals overshadowed more important pieces of news. All you heard on the media was everything Donald Trump has done over the last 40 years. If Donald Trump swatted a fly in the fourth grade, you were going to hear about it, as Donald Trump hates flies.
But of her scandals were washed.
But again, What are these attacks of Donald Trump has actually stuck? If any of them have stuck, I'd say maybe the audit. We continue to hear people say the audit, oh, he hasn't released his audit. Okay, maybe there's something to that. Racist, failed. Misogynist, failed. Xenophobic, failed. They all failed. So what are they going to do next? How can they turn up the heat?
Well, because he's a Russian agent.
And I guess that's what it is.
Huge.
So now it's just he's a Russian agent. Anybody that likes Trump is a Russian agent. And who are you, David Brock? Who are you an agent for? Last time I checked, I looked into all the circle of campaign donations and the operations you're running. I don't know. It looks like you might be guilty of money laundering. I'm not the one that investigates this kind of stuff, but it's awfully sketchy to me how you skim off the top of these campaign donations as they get funneled throughout all of your circle of contribution headquarters. So, but hey, maybe David Brock, you know, I don't know what's going on with David Brock.
He's the ambassador of hair gel for that wicked.
I was just
going
to say, maybe that hair gel is starting to sink into that brain of his and causing some brain damage, or he's just totally in the tank for Hillary, which is probably the true case.
Well, of course he is. Media Matters is a Clinton mouthpiece. So.
And so he's got to do anything he can to try to demonize Donald Trump, step up pressure on the media. As if anybody's scared what Correct the Record is going to say.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually,
let me tell you.
Why don't you actually correct the record? Well, let's talk about how dangerous this is. I know we've been talking about how completely dangerous this is. Hillary Clinton was willing, you know, in her campaign to take it to World War III with Russia. And we were all saying, what the heck is going on? Why would anyone be voting for someone who's actively trying to walk us into World War III? But they've lost. They're not backing down. And so now they're just saying, well, absolutely, Russia hacked the election. And, you know, people are on Twitter demanding that we do something about it, demanding that we take military action against Russia. But they do not even have a consensus. There is no definitive proof that Russia, of course, was involved in this election hacking. Now, there was the CIA has changed its tune. And actually, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee wrote to the director of National Intelligence, James Clapper. He asked why this week's reports by the CIA that Russia did hack Democratic campaign documents contradicts what the agency was saying just 3 weeks ago. Last month, James Clapper said he lacked good insight about the connection between Russian hacking of Democratic emails and their release by WikiLeaks. But now he's saying that indeed the CIA assessment had concluded that Russia had interfered in the race to boost Trump. They didn't have any specific intelligence showing Kremlin involvement, but they've concluded their secret investigation and they did do it. So what is going on here? And then, of course, Reuters is reporting their exclusive is that the top U.S. spy agency has not embraced the CIA's assessment on Russia hacking. So here we are just having complete confusion even within these top intelligence agencies. But if you question it, Obama says, you know, we've 17 intelligence agencies agree, and Hillary Clinton said the same thing, that Russians hacked in. But here, this is evidence right here that these intelligence agencies have not embraced this CIA assessment. They're asking for the proof. They're saying, show us definitively where you're seeing these Russian cyber fingerprints on this.
Well, the only proof that we've been given is the WikiLeaks. That's it. Is the emails. Here's the emails. Somebody hacked them. That's the only proof we have. And by the way, I have more proof with, I don't know, a handful of activity that people within the DNC might be guilty of, a lot more proof of that than any Russian involvement with these hacks. Mm-hmm. But here's the interesting thing about this. So let's consider the stance that Obama has taken. Let's consider what Obama's reaction is. So now he's saying he wants a full investigation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Obama has now launched a full investigation into figuring out how Russia hacked the DNC or where from Russia or who from Russia, whatever it is. They're looking into this investigation. He wants a full investigation into Russia hacking the DNC. But here's what's strange about this. He puts an end date. He puts a date at the end of this, and he says, I need the full investigation results on my desk before I leave office. Now, this says two things to me. One, how can you put an end date on an investigation? If you have an open-ended investigation to try to find out everything you can, it's just that. It's open-ended. We don't know what we're going to find out, and we don't know when. Thus, an open-ended investigation. Obama puts a bookend and says, well, I want you to investigate this until I'm about to leave office. Then close your investigation, put what you find on my desk, and then I'll look into it. That is very strange to me. Mm-hmm. It shows that he's not necessarily concerned over the legitimacy of the investigation, but also what are they going to report they find in this investigation, and then what is his action going to be? If they put that document on his desk that says Russia hacked the United States election, whatever claims they make, what is the response from Obama going to be? Is he going to say, well, we need a re-election? Is he going to say we need to go to war with Russia? And then are they going to try to postpone the inauguration? I mean, I'm just trying to war game it out and figure out what right. They're trying to do. But that screams to me the fact that he puts a date when he wants the investigation on his desk, and it's the last day he's in office. So what does he plan on doing with that intel? Because they've already lied all the way up to this point.
Right.
We know what they're going to say. So right now they're planning their next move, and I think it's very scary that the liar in chief, Barack Obama, is going to sit here and he's going to make a decision based on a short-ended investigation that's going to reach his desk before he leaves office. I don't trust that for one second.
Right, and it doesn't really even matter if there is any definitive proof, because as you can see, all you need to do is turn on any news station that's out there, and it's all about Russia hacking the election. Russia hacked, allegedly, and then they might, allegedly, or maybe, possibly, this happened, but that's not what people are hearing. All people are hearing is that this is indeed what happened. That's why Hillary Clinton lost. You know, apparently the Russians were the ones who made her set up that private server and pass all that confidential information via her emails.
And the Russians, take questions so before clever. The debates.
Yeah, get no. questions
that
passed
was the
on
Russians.
Her. Absolutely. But this just proves to me that President Obama is shaking in his boots from what Donald Trump is going to find out once he does take office, of exactly what kind of trouble the president has gotten us into in the Middle East. Stick around. We'll be talking about so much more right after this break.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Bringing the
Show. I am Leanne McAdoo, joined by Owen Schroyer, and we wanted to let you guys know that we have launched the 2016 Christmas Super Sale Specials. They are live today. We've got free shipping store-wide on everything that you want to get right now just in time for Christmas. So this is going to be all of these specials that you hear, you're hearing. Living Defense, 30% off. Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is going to be 50% off. Brain Force Plus, 33% off. Winter Sun Vitamin D, 25% off. Survival Shield X2, 30% off, as well as the BioTrue Selenium, 30% off. And again, store-wide free shipping. So this is the time to make those big purchases, any of those larger items that typically are going to add, you know, $20+ to it with the shipping. Store-wide free shipping. Order your stuff today. It's a Christmas super sale. It's a 360 win. Support our operation, and you're going to get super high-quality products. Also make really great Christmas gifts. Excellent stocking stuffers. They're the perfect size. This is my favorite product that we have right now. I probably shouldn't even be telling you about it because I think we've already sold out of this. We literally just got it back in store. But the ozonated olive oil, I use it on my hands and my face and my lips every single day because it keeps me from shape-shifting into my reptilian self. Huh. It does. My hands get so alien dry. This is it, folks. If you want to go ahead and make a YouTube video about the secret of what stops me from shape-shifting, it is the ozonated olive oil from the InfoWars store. Get yours today. And like I said, store-wide, free shipping, all 2016 Christmas Super Sale specials that has launched. It is now live at InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm telling you, the things that we don't talk about enough for Christmas gifts, though, seriously, great gifts. We have flags at InfoWarsStore.com, a bunch of different flags. I got flags for my friends last year with a hat, coupled them together, a cool hat and a flag. People love it. People love it. So that's something we don't talk about enough. There they are, the flags right there.
Nice.
I got the Bennington flag for my father and the Moan Labe hat. He put the Bennington flag proudly in his living room, and he still wears the hat. So, telling you, great gifts.
Yeah, and those are nice prices on those things, too. So, free shipping.
Look at that, $10 on that flag right now.
I know, $10.
Is that a 4.8 review?
I don't know if you could click on it. I don't know what the dimensions are. How big are they?
What, 3x4 or something?
Yeah.
3x5. Yeah, there you go.
3x5.
Yeah.
There you go. Get yours today. And then, of course, you can hang them out in front of your home.
Before they make them illegal.
Exactly. Before the First Amendment is done away with, and if you're in those neighborhoods where your neighbors don't like you hanging that don't tread on
little
me flag.
Snowflake.
Oh, the first Christmas snowflakes. Well, okay, so just in this, we're in our short segment now. So let's go ahead and talk about this story about Uber employees using data to stalk celebrities, politicians, and even their exes. Now, you'll recall a couple years ago, Uber was assuring everyone they weren't using your information to spy on you. But now, indeed, it has come out that the employees were actually using that data to stalk celebs. You know, and this is where you'll find, like, TMZ. They're always talking about how they have these ways to get the story while they're always there. They always know where the celebrities are going to be. And here, you're being tracked. The easiest thing you think you're doing is hailing an Uber to take you wherever. But a former employee who is a whistleblower is now coming out saying employees have been misusing the tracking technology that's available to them to spy on anyone. And this is another one of the reasons why I don't like taking Uber by myself. I don't allow them to, Uber or cabs or anyone, frankly. I don't let them pick me up or drop me off at my actual house if I do go with them, because I just don't want them to know that I'm, you know, home and I have a giant pit bull waiting to greet me when I get there.
So is that your strategy? Get dropped off like a block or two,
yes,
like in a different way to try to avoid people knowing?
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting, too, because this was kind of some of the stuff that Snowden alluded to that was going on at Booz Allen, where it's not necessarily Uber. It's not necessarily, you know, the corporation or whoever it is. It's just individuals within,
exactly,
who exploit this technology for whatever reason, whether they want to get a story for TMZ, whether they want to spy on a former lover or whatever the case may be. That's the true threat, I think, behind this technology. And,
right,
you know, we're progressive for the most part here. I want the new technologies. I want to progress technologically.
You have 10 televisions in your
house. Well, that's to monitor the propaganda. but at the same time, we do need to be aware of backdoors. And, you know, it's something for me. I don't know about yourself, Leanne, but here recently I've been, I'm very, I don't know what the correct word is, not nervous, but I've kind of curtailed my digital activity. The things that I say and that I do on my cell phone and my computer at home, I'm now conscious of my digital activity, thinking that this is going to be on record permanently somewhere.
Well, absolutely, and everyone should be, because we're all going to be spied on. They even admit 2030, their grand plan for the 2030 agenda is to have even our dreams, our private thoughts, will be accessible to them in their God view. Stick around. We've got more news coming right up.
Not in my head.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
100% grass-fed beef for your health. When comparing to commercial raised, they offer more good fats while cutting the bad. Antioxidant rich, including vitamin E and C, plus beta carotene. Free of added hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all of your fresh, non-cooked products, the only ingredient is 100% grass-fed beef. Go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to receive 30% off your order. Go to MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Leanne McAdoo, joined by Owen Troyer, and we are hosting the Overdrive Hour. We've got a lot of news in this long segment, but I want to get back to the story that we touched on in the beginning of the hour about the fact that Bloomberg is basically saying, hey, yeah, geoengineering, it does exist. It's not really that safe, but scientists are working on it. So now scientists are working on a new tactic. They want to give the atmosphere an antacid to relieve climate change. So they're also going to say long-term global average temperatures steadily on the rise, which, of course, is a lot of people are saying, what the heck are you talking about? They haven't risen at all.
And I like what Trump said. He just goes, you know what? I just don't think anybody knows. That was the statement Trump made.
But now they're working on increasingly desperate solutions to the symptoms of global climate change. One approach to geoengineering the Earth is to mimic the natural atmospheric cooling effect that tends to follow the massive dispersion of sulfur dioxide into the air during a volcanic eruption. So they're wanting to basically release like a pill, an antacid pill, into the sky that would mimic this natural phenomenon. And they say it might indirectly both eat away at the layer of ozone that protects living things from ultraviolet light and warm the lower part of the stratosphere above the tropics. But whatever, let's just go for it.
Isn't
an aerosol
amazing?
Of calcium carbonate would have a similar cooling effect as sulfur dioxide on the upper atmosphere and help protect the ozone layer as a bonus.
Isn't this the illustration of exactly everything we're dealing with? Look, you know, hey,
just make it
we're
less.
Warning you about anthropogenic climate change. You're a bad guy. We need to have all these regulations. We need to get in control of climate change. But then on the other side, what are they doing? Well, we're in charge of anthropogenic climate change now. We're going to geoengineer the climate. So wait a second. I'm not allowed to have anthropogenic climate change, but the establishment is allowed to operate
right.
Whatever anthropogenic climate change they want. And they used to do it in secrecy. Now they kind of do it in like faux secrecy.
Well, they
like,
still
oh,
admit
you know.
It because they're admittedly, you know, if you're a foreign government saying, well, what the heck? Why you're actually releasing stuff into the atmosphere?
Which is already going on.
Which is, of course, going to move around the globe. It's not like it's going to be localized to your one area. So another country might be really upset that this is going on. And that's kind of the issue here now is that it's unclear what nation or international body would be authorized to release the sulfur dioxide that could have the ill effect of creating acid rain. It's a pollutant, of course. So, you know,
that's man-made climate change.
This is why they need that global governance so that they can go ahead and do this. But meanwhile, they're already doing it, but it doesn't exist. It's not safe, but they're working on making it safer. And so, I know, it's confusing.
Man-made climate change is the biggest problem to you. Well, we're going to go ahead and start man-made climate change.
Yes.
To save you from man-made climate change.
From yourselves.
I mean, it's just absolutely absurd. I'm sitting here like shaking my head and you're laughing at my reaction. It's just like, can it get more ridiculous? It really can't.
Well,
oh, wait, it can.
That's why it's kind of refreshing when you see some of Trump's picks. Is it's like, for instance, he's picking a skeptic to head the EPA and dismantle the climate agenda. So he's putting these people in that are going to do the complete opposite of what the globalists have been working on. And they're just looking at him going, what are you talking about? And that's the thing that really frustrates me is because I've got, you know, some stories here. 18 spectacularly wrong apocalyptic predictions made around the time of the first Earth Day. 25 years of predicting the global warming tipping point. You know, according to Al Gore, we should all be underwater right now. Milk should be $9 a gallon. And so
there's
Trump,
no more oil, petroleum's
yeah,
dried up.
Yeah, Trump, of course, met with Al Gore. And so everyone was going, oh, wow, he's meeting with Al Gore. He secretly met with, who's the actor? I can't think of his name
You're
right now.
DiCaprio?
Yes, DiCaprio. So he's meeting with him.
He met with that nit?
So then he flew on his private jet there to go meet with Trump for his 15-minute meeting. So, but then what does he do after those meetings with these two? He picks a climate skeptic to head EPA. But my point is, so they make all these, there's a global cooling. The Earth is heading into a mini ice age. No, wait, it's global warming. Oh, actually, we don't know what the heck is going on. So let's just call it climate change. Because no one can deny that
which
climate
happens anyway.
Changes.
Right.
And if you do, you're called a climate change denier. That's their little trick. That's their trick is to say, oh, you deny climate change?
This is so genius, in my opinion, of Donald Trump, because he's basically taking an open-minded approach to this. He's hearing all sides of the issue, and then he's coming out and making a statement after talking to all sides of the issue and saying, look, I don't think anybody knows. I don't think anybody can actually say for a fact what is going on with climate change, what anthropogenic climate change impacts really are.
That the CO2 was much higher before humans were even on the Earth. And like all the science classes I took in school were Earth and space science because I love Earth and space. I almost thought about becoming an astronomer, a little bit too boring for me. But I love it. And the fact is, the Earth is long overdue for another massive purge of whatever is on this planet. It's happened at least 7 times throughout our history, and they do know at least that much based on you know, what they're able to tell with the soils and everything, is that, yeah, there is another cataclysm that is long overdue, but they're trying to control it, or at least in the meantime, pillage us of our tax dollars and control our every single move and tell us that we're the problem. But, you know, this type of cataclysmic events have happened at least 7 times throughout the Earth's history. But they're trying to tell people, and they get it spectacularly wrong, because they say, you know, we're going to be another ice age, and then that doesn't work. So then they say there's going to be global warming, and there's going to be all these massive hurricanes and tsunamis, and then that doesn't happen. We haven't had a major hurricane since, I believe, 2005. Thank God. But, you know, it's just, and so now it's back to this mini ice age.
We're gonna fly around the planet and point our finger at you and say you're responsible for climate change, or you're denying climate change, while flying around on a jet, adding to it. But then beyond that, you're also going to have organized scientific geoengineering going on. They never mention that when they fly around the country and tell you how bad you are for climate change.
Well, but at least really open it up for some alternative points of view. Allow the scientists to do their job to figure out what's going on.
I think
rather
Trump
than
might actually do that.
The scientists who disagree with this climate agenda of the globalists.
And whether we agree with it or not, to me it looks like that's at least what Trump is trying to do, hear from all sides of this. But here's the irony to me. Now, this was a story from The Guardian. Earth woefully unprepared for surprise comet or asteroid, NASA scientists warn. So I forget the name of the movie, basically, that this is from, where, you know, the asteroid is about to hit planet Earth. I don't remember. And, you know, they have to get up there and they have to blow it up so it doesn't. So, but here's what I'm saying. We're all sitting here worried about this climate change, or we're being told we have to worry about climate change. The very people warning us about climate change are flying around the planet on their C-130s and are actually involved with organized scientific geoengineering. But guess what? If an asteroid hit planet Earth, all your little talk about climate change, all your little plans on how to scientifically geoengineer this planet are nothing. Nothing. Zero. Zilch. Nada. If an asteroid hits this planet, the entire climate will change immediately. Mm-hmm. And you know what? This is the funniest thing that, for whatever reason, people cannot wrap their minds around, Leanne. And Alex says this all the time. They think he's crazy. No. The sun controls the climate.
Mm-hmm.
This is not difficult to understand. In fact, if the sun goes out, how's your anthropogenic climate change going to be working then? How's your geoengineering going to be working then? Doesn't matter. You're going to be dried up. You're going to be gone. If sunspots on the sun change temperature, the sun's surface temperature is constantly evolving, how far Earth is from the sun and the rotation, it's all constantly changing.
Solar cycles.
That's the biggest impact of climate change. But they never talk about the sun. They're going to talk about you, little Leanne, when you drive your car to work, and cow farts, and wood fires. And you know, we talked about this off the air a little bit. This kind of gets a little off topic, but as we're talking about space and science and all this stuff, this is from The Sun. Stargazers discover priceless planet which has clouds of rubies and sapphires. A massive planet. Yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you? You
want to
go there, don't you, Leanne?
Yeah.
A massive planet with clouds jam-packed full of precious rubies and sapphires has been glimpsed in deep space. So, you know, I don't know too much about this. Is there a planet made of gold that rains rubies and sapphires? I don't know. But you know what? This stuff, to me, this is the next evolution in our humanity. This is the next breakthrough in our, culture, in our society as humans, is breaking through into space, establishing civilizations in space, and finding the answers to the questions that we never thought we would know. Finding the answers to what's going on in space. Why is there a planet that rains rubies? Was Mars ever inhabited? Did Mars ever have, water? Could humans live on Mars? Could humans live in other galaxies? Can we ever travel at light speed? This is the stuff I would love to see humans working together to figure out. We have reached this point in our evolution or in our humanity where we can actually work together and find out these things. We can make unbelievable things to travel to places we'd never thought we'd go. And instead, I have to listen to a bunch of fumbling, bumbling buffoons tell me that Russia is hacking the election and that anthropogenic climate change is my biggest issue. So that's what we have to deal with, unfortunately, instead of coming together to expand civilization to the stars.
Right.
And they want to complain about overpopulation. Well, if we get out to space, you're not going to be complaining then, are you? Of course, you don't need to complain now. That's a total
myth.
Them.
We don't get to go there. See, I just don't think until humans, we have to stop littering. We have to stop having people go out and kill baby dolphins because they rip it out of the water because they want to take selfies with it. This is what humans would do. They would go to another planet and they would find evidence of life on that planet, and then they would kill it because they had to get some selfies with it.
Well, let's recall though, if you were on Mars and you found a tiny little fungus on Mars, that would be considered life.
Yes.
But if you're, what is it, under a month or 4 months pregnant or whatever it is, that's not considered life though. Amazing how that double standard works, isn't it?
Humans, we are a silly bunch, are we? But let's go to space. We promise we will not mess it up. And hey, I don't want big corporations going out there and taking all the rubies and sapphires off this planet.
Make NASA great again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, my brother-in-law works for NASA, and he can't wait for a new administration because, maybe we can finally advance the human race into space if we have a president that supports
and maybe we can have people that... Maybe we can have a society of people that know more about John Glenn than Kim Kardashian's butt. Not just Kim Kardashian, just her butt. People know more about her butt than they do about John Glenn. I mean, that is the paradigm that we need to somehow, that is the trance that we need to somehow get out of this country.
Okay, the fact that scientists have figured out how to create Kim Kardashian's butt and give people that kind of a butt rather than getting us out into space. That's the problem we have.
Can Kim Kardashian's butt actually double as a projectile to get us to space? That's what I want to know.
A launching pad for the spaceships.
There you go.
To be able to get into outer space easier.
And also a landing pad.
With
when you land
resistance.
Back into the atmosphere.
I like it. That's an idea. Something to think about. Speaking of
Kim Kardashian's useful.
That is an excellent segue to the fact that Kanye West visited Donald Trump today, and people were just, they were shocked, totally flabbergasted. What kind of an effect do you think this is going to have on the culture with the young people seeing Kanye West there with Donald Trump? Now, of course, they've tried to throw him under the bus immediately when he came out saying, you know, I didn't vote, but if I had voted, I would have voted for Donald Trump. And they were like, nope, sorry, we're taking you to the mental hospital. You're having a mental breakdown. But here he is. I don't know if you guys have the video of him. I think it's going to play at the end, but they give each other the high five, you know, as they're leaving. And it's like there's no way Hillary Clinton ever would have been able to manage that kind of a high five on a way out. He tells him,
coming up right here.
He tells him to, take care of yourself, buddy. And
here's the epic handshake.
Oh, here we go.
Boom, hits it. He went in for the handshake and then at the last moment he had to adjust into the palm going up. Wow,
yes.
What an adjustment.
And the little chest bump, bro hug thing.
He got some dap and pound from Kanye West at Trump Tower today.
Hillary Clinton would never, that's why Donald Trump is your president.
It is wild though, this whole Kanye West deal. People are alleging in the hip hop industry that the entire Kanye West breakdown was nothing more than a hoax in order to garner more attention to himself. Certainly something you wouldn't put past Kanye. But if we do believe that Donald is genuine, we have to take something from this meeting with Kanye. Mm-hmm. He says he's friends with Kanye West. Obviously, Kanye was locked up or put into a mental institution for trumping while black.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see he's able to get out and then go meet with Donald.
It's also nice to see him pushing back against, you have all these celebrities who are like, I'm not playing at your inauguration. Take that, Donald Trump. And then here you have Kanye West, who's massively influential, love him or hate him. Screw you. I'm going to go meet with the president.
What if you got Kanye West and Taylor Swift to perform together at the Trump inauguration? That would be beyond epic.
That would be just the president that would be bringing people together rather than the great divider in chief that we have right now. Speaking of President Obama, let's talk about the fact that he came out telling Donald Trump, that he would be Without his intel briefings, he would be flying blind and basically making fun of Donald Trump because he skipped one of these intelligence briefings. Mind you, he's not even the president yet, but the media was running with that. Oh, he's already skipping his intelligence briefings.
And they said they want to give him fake briefings, too.
This is a president who has skipped more than half of his daily intelligence briefings, saying that Donald Trump is going to be flying blind without the intel. But you'll recall, let's just take a little look back through recent history. President Obama continually uses the excuse that he finds out about world events like Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server, Fast and Furious, seven other times. Sure, let me hear. He says he finds out about these world events by watching the news. So he didn't even find out about this stuff in his intelligence briefings that he continued to skip. He found out about it, he alleges, oh, I found out about it the same time everybody else did by watching the news. So he found out about Fast and Furious by the news, the NSA spying on foreign leaders, the General David Petraeus sex scandal, the IRS's targeting of conservative groups, the Justice Department's wiretapping of AP and Fox News reporters, the Department of Veterans Affairs healthcare waiting list scandal, the unauthorized Air Force One photo op, and like I mentioned, Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. So what the heck? And of course we know it's total BS, but you know, he finds this all out at the same time we did by watching the fake news.
Well, and again, I guess this is Obama admitting he's been flying blind because he doesn't attend his intelligence briefings. But this is how it went. Obama wakes up in the morning. He's on the phone with his buddy. He's like, what time is that tea time? Okay.
And then he's like, oh, it's just a daily intelligence briefing. I'll look at it on my iPad.
And then the people who are supposed to get the intel briefing to him, they say, wait, excuse me, Mr. President, we've got an intelligence briefing in 30 minutes. Well, can't we do that on the golf course? No, sir. This is highly classified.
I'll check it out on my iPad.
We'll do it later. I'll watch the news. I trust CNN. I'll watch the news.
Yeah, it's just a complete and total joke. And, you know, Brinsley will get back to all the stuff he said was fairly routine that caused the election to go in Trump's favor.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to The Alex Jones Show. I am Leah McAdoo with Owen Schroyer. And during the break, Owen was remarking about my lovely teeth. And I've got to say, I'm a lucky recipient of the new Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste. That's one thing I love about working here is we get to test drive all of the new products. But one thing about this, it's not just that it is a non-fluoride formula. It also includes iodine and nano silver, which helps fight harmful bacteria in your mouth that supports oral health. So if you have this harmful bacteria, it can infect your gums. It could enter your bloodstream, attach to your heart blood vessels, and that is what causes blood clots or heart attacks. A lot of people don't realize how important your oral health is for even your heart health, your overall health, because it gets into your bloodstream and can cause a heart attack. So that's why we have done a lot of research there to add this iodine and nano silver in to the Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste to help, you know, help the state of your oral health. It's integral to your overall health. And it contains also natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out the bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath without the IQ-reducing fluoride. It has xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. So you can learn more about this new product. You know, a lot of people out there, they want to use a non-fluoride formula. So you know what? Alex Jones, he's a brilliant man. He said, let's carry it at the store. So you can learn more about this Super Blue formula. Read all about the research. We've taken years to develop this toothpaste using these key ingredients. You can find all of that information at InfoWarsLife.com. And don't forget, right now, store-wide free shipping. We are having the 2016 Christmas Super Sale Specials right now at InfoWars. So if you want to try out the new Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste, this is a great opportunity to do it. And like I said, go get some stocking stuffers for your family with the Christmas special.
Since biblical times.
Yes.
The same, that was the stuff that Jesus was probably using.
Well, that's the thing.
People, that's how he got such that
peppermint oil, tea tree oil. These are things that, you know, they're all natural ingredients that, by the way, of course, Big Pharma and their ilk, the Texas Medical Board, for instance, wants to do away with people being able to access this type of natural supplements. They want to have control over what type of natural remedies people are able to get their hands on, which is insane.
Yeah, it'll all be state issued sometime.
Right.
Yeah.
They want to cut out your brain, your child's brain, rather than allowing you to try cannabis oil for your child's
Friendly brain surgery.
Yeah, just a little friendly lobotomy. That's much better than going with the natural cannabis oil.
This is the Obama
surgery. Been used since biblical times. Thank you.
Hey, you know, speaking of Obama, and we're about to close off this broadcast. What do you think about this? Obama is ripping people who are obsessing over the content of the hacked emails instead of who did the hacking. Now,
well,
why?
He says nothing explosive was found there. Nothing explosive.
Folks, again, I said this earlier. There is more proof in these emails over dozens of alleged activities between the people in the DNC, much more proof than you have that Russia actually rigged anything or did the hacking at all. Again, more proof exists in the content of the emails than the fraudulent charge that Russia is guilty for the hack with no proof at all. And again, why is Obama not saying to look at the content, but instead who hacked it? Total false flag.
He wants everyone to look away. But how ironic is it that he goes on a fake news show and talks to a fake journalist, Trevor Noah, to put out this thing? And he's like, you know, really, there's nothing that, it was fairly routine stuff. Well, if it was fairly routine stuff, then what impact could it possibly have had on our elections? So at the same time, they're wanting to put out this message. It was so devastating, but it was this routine. Don't go look at it.
And they're not fake emails. They don't deny the content's real.
We're going to be talking about this on the InfoWars Nightly News tonight. Check us out. We'll be going live at 7 p.m. Central, and I will be your host there as well.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.